This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Okay, it's day whatever of the zombie apocalypse. I haven't had a haircut in about 2 months. Barbershops are open, but my barber is not back yet. And I haven't been able to bring myself to disrespect our relationship enough to step out on him. I don't know. So even though there's stuff to do outside, I'm still quarantined because I don't want to be seen like this. I don't know. I guess at least I have my health.
What is TWS Podcast, episode whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS Podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
And now, it's story time with Sweet Pea.
Once upon a time, it was a Thanksgiving day. Then I looked out the window, and fall was falling off the trees, and it was red, orange, and yellow.
Yeah. Then what happened?
And then I heard a loud noise onto the roof.
Yeah. What was it?
My grandma said, "What was that noise?" And then I said, "Let's go check it out." And then my grandma and I went outside and ran down the stairs. Then it was a big spider on the roof.
Oh no. Another spider.
And it was pink.
A pink spider? That's pretty gross.
And then my grandma and I ran up the stairs and went back inside. And then my grandma cooked the Thanksgiving dinner and she passed it out my favorite Thanksgiving dinner.
It was your favorite?
Turkey. And then my grandma passed it out my favorite Thanksgiving food. Apple pie. And my grandma takes it up a slice to everyone. And we all ate it up.
Yeah.
And I heard a leaf noise. It was falling down the tree. Then it go like, shh. And then I ran downstairs. And I saw a pink. And I saw a purple spider on the tree.
A purple spider.
And my grandma said, "Shoot, shoot, shoot." And the purple spider went away. And a whole bunch of colorful spiders came.
What is up with the spiders?
And my grandma killed them with a knife.
With a knife? Wow, it's getting violent. Okay.
And my grandma just killed them all. They were all dead.
Oh, man. Nothing better than death on Thanksgiving.
Then I saw a dead beetle on the sidewalk.
More dead things, okay. On the sidewalk.
And then we ran away from them and we got upstairs and we went back inside.
Okay. Then what happened?
And then there was a monster in my grandma's house.
A monster? What kind of monster?
Was green and spiky and sharp.
Oh, wow. Green and spiky and sharp?
But it was not green and spiky and sharp.
Oh,
it was
not.
Gray with sharp teeth.
Ooh.
With lots of eyes. And then it chased at me.
Oh, no. What did you do?
My grandma passed it out the knife. Then he killed. Then she killed it, the monster. Then the monster go blah. Then she put it outside.
Oh, she put the monster outside after she stabbed him?
Mm-hmm. And I yawned. And the meteor shower is about to come. So I eat it young so I can watch the meteor shower.
Yeah?
And I saw the meteor shower and the rocks burned it.
Yeah?
But rocks do not take a bath.
Rocks don't take a bath? It's not a meteor shower? Ah, oh, gotcha.
And
good joke.
When I was done watching the meteor shower,
yeah,
I yawned again. Then I take the bath and brush my teeth and wash my face. And I dried it. Then I combed my hair and kept the light on and said a good night and closed my eyes.
Oh, great job.
Now it's your turn.
This has been Storytime with your host, Sweet Pea.
Welcome to another episode of the What is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flan, and I thank you for joining me and participating in Storytime. It's a good time. Yeah, always have a good time chilling with my Sweet Pea. We told stories on my last visit, and some amazing stories. Amazing story. A lot of knives and death, but otherwise amazing stories. Yeah, we definitely got to work on the grammar a little bit, tighten up that verb conjugation. But I like what she's doing. I like what she's attempting to do. She's using what she knows about like adding ED to the end of words to figure out what she doesn't know. But we'll get there. Daddy's little girl. Daddy was wrong a lot too. So she'll grow out of it. It'll get better. Anyway, happy Father's Day to all the dads. I understand you'll always be the lesser parent, but it's cool. It's the burden we bear. We do get lovely, unforgettable gifts though. You know, I hope you all enjoying your gifts. I've been blessed to have received in the past taco socks. And then this year, I got a card shaped like a popsicle with a bite taken out of it with a message that was because I'm the best pops.
Aww.
Yeah. It touched me. Yeah, my mom also sent me a card this year for Father's Day. And yeah, it almost brought me to tears, man. Parents just know, you know, it will always have a tremendous impact on your kids to hear that you're proud, that they're, you know, that you're proud of them, you know, no matter how old they get. It meant a lot to me. It meant more to me today, with everything that's happened in the past year or so. You know, that my mom could, you know, still see the good in me and, she still was proud of me. But yeah, look at moms still stealing the spotlight, even on our special day, dads. It's cool though. Love you anyway, Ma. Yeah, funny thing. She signed the card Ma, M-A. That's kind of become our thing between me and my mother. I sent her a Mother's Day card a few years back. And I addressed it Ma. And, I guess the mailman got such a kick out of it. That she decided to run with it. It's her thing now. She sent me a text later after I told her I received the card to ask me how to spell Ma. And I thought that was, you know, I don't know. I thought that was funny because it's always weird when like when someone asks you how to spell something that's really not a word, and then you have to try to come up with some on the fly spelling that, you know, still sounds legitimate, like you sounding out this non-word to try to come up with the right letters that might make that sound if you were to read them or something. Like, I don't know, it's a lot of effort to put into something that's not even real. Like, you know, basically, you know, spell it how you want. It's wrong anyway, so who cares? You're not going to figure out something that spell check is going to recognize. It's not a word anyway. I digress. Last thing about my mom before I continue on this paternal holiday. My mom, I think I've talked about her in the past. She's passive aggressively militant, right? So she sent me this card and she addressed the card to me with my name written out. You know, she had Jared W. Flanagan, you know, just using the middle initial, the initial for my middle name. But then I'm guessing at some point she decided she could have a little fun with the people at the post office. So above the W, she wrote out my middle name, which I've, if I haven't made the joke already, is way whiter than my last name. Literally, it's my middle name is white. And I don't know what she was trying to do with that, but she was, it was obviously done on purpose. Like she had written the Jared W. Flanagan and just threw the white on top of it. I don't know, because I don't know what she was trying to do. I really don't know what she was trying to do, but it was some sort of weird militant message I figured she was sending. And mama, you know, really
stop it.
You know, please, you know, stop fucking with people, man. I live in Texas. I got to live here. You don't like. Don't do that shit. Anyway, Austin is dope. Happy Father's Day to my dad. I know our relationship right now isn't what it should be. And really at, in the present day, that's mostly my fault. But I do recognize you and all the parts of me I owe to you, including that last name. That's sort of become my calling card. Long live the Flanagans. You know, speaking on that, I love when white folks, and forgive me, I love when white folks, no diss, ask me how I got a name like Flanagan. It always just strikes me as weird. I'm like, word? Really? No idea? I don't know. You'll probably figure it out next February.
Run, nigga! George Washington!
Anyway, moving on. Sky Zoo, an artist that I talk about a lot on the show. He dropped an album this week, a whole album dedicated to fatherhood, which was very dope. Sky Zoo definitely been steadily creeping up on my list of top tier MCs recently. And, I appreciate what he did with that release. It's good music, you know, all pretty much set to the backdrop of Boys in the Hood. A lot of clips from a movie played throughout the album, but, it's crazy. Dopeness. You should check it out when you get a chance. I also want to shout out everyone that sent me any sort of Father's Day sentiment or recognition. It's all greatly appreciated. I love being a dad. I'm currently not the father that I had always envisioned myself being, but I know my daughter knows that her daddy loves her, and I'd do anything for her, you know. She's my sweet pea, and she's a dope storyteller, so. Proud dad. Enough with the niceties, though. Man, is niceties a word? I'm guessing it's a word. Spell check didn't throw up any errors, so. They let it rock. We'll move on. Getting into the meat of the show. Here's where I get into trouble, right? A couple things going on right now between men and women that really have been bothering me. And recently I took a personality test and it told me that I was a mediator. So I figured I'd take a crack at trying to mend some of these, I don't know, mend the fences, is that the term? Try to fix some of these things between the sexes. It's, we all need to get along. It's an important time for us all to get along. So yeah, I'm gonna try to do my mediator thing, you know. Let me be great. I'm gonna try. All right, number one on my list is this whole idea of mothers co-opting Father's Day. Now, before you get mad at me, ladies, because I've seen your comments on the post, you know, telling dudes to pretty much stop sounding butthurt and pull the skirt down. I'm not necessarily talking to you yet. Honestly, this year, I've seen way more proactive posts from dudes telling women not to do it than I've seen women actually doing it. And, you know, what I mean is, you know, women wishing themselves a happy Father's Day because they have to fill both roles as a single mother. Yeah, I've seen way more posts from dudes, like, warning women not to do it or telling women not to do it, than I have, actually seen posts from women in that vein. So I don't know. That's just been my experience. If you've actually seen it, dudes, that's cool. But really, in all honesty, we should probably dial it back a little bit. You know, that isn't the way we want to be treated. We don't want to be accused and scolded for something that they assume we about to do. We know what that feels like. And it ain't cool. So let's do unto others as we'd have them do unto us. Let's wait. Be patient. You know, if you see someone actually doing it, making that post, then, you know, feel free to speak your piece. But this whole like week long campaign of preventative measures to try to keep women from doing it, I think it's a bit much. It creates that, you know, that nigga, you ain't about to tell me what I bet not do type, you know, type reaction. And that's, none of us enjoys that. It's not helping. So, you gotta relax. Now, ladies, like I've said in the past on this show, I am asking that you please allow us to be hurt from time to time by shit, especially shit that you do. Yeah. Now, it ain't like y'all don't know that this happens, that women put these posts up and women try to take Father's Day as a day to either hype up other women or put down dudes. You know it happens. I'm sure you're aware of it, you know, and you know what you would do if you ever caught a dude like trying to get in on the Mother's Day festivities. Like, I'm sure there's a guy out there that's tried it. May he rest in peace. I don't know what happened to him. I'm sure it didn't end well. I'm sure we all know it didn't end well. So, I don't know. Really, all I'm asking is like, if men feel the need to express an opinion about something that, you know, a woman has done or about to do, I don't know. Can you just let us have a moment for a minute without calling us a bitch or something like that? Like, it's just like, we hurt too. I'm just saying, let us have that. But just let's keep it above the belt on both sides. You know, we can get through this together. We need each other. And, especially in times like these. Now, I want to dig myself a bigger hole. I want to talk about the J. Cole issue. Deep breath. All right. So if you don't know, J. Cole dropped the track, earlier this week or last week when this comes out, that got him into a bit of trouble. Man, right now the name of the song escapes me, but basically, you know, people took it as a direct diss toward a female rapper by the name of No Name, I guess, for her tone and some of her black activism woke post, and he caught a lot of backlash. He got a lot of backlash from women and a lot of backlash from dudes. I've talked about it before how, you know, I do feel like sometimes dudes jump in on the bash another dude bandwagon because that somehow like makes them look better. I'm not saying that was the case in all these situations. I definitely don't feel like that was the case with Chance, who has something to say about it. But I saw some bandwagoning going on. Now, I'm going to give you my thoughts on it, right? So when I heard the song, it resonated with me. I liked it. And then when I saw the backlash, like, I was caught off guard. I didn't get it. Now, presently, right now, as I'm recording this, I think I kind of get it, but I still don't 100% agree with the reasoning behind the backlash. And here's the thing, right? When I heard the song, I wasn't aware. I'm aware of No Name as an artist. I think I've heard, you know, a song or two of hers. You know, not saying she's an artist I follow or anything like that. Not because she doesn't make good music. Just I haven't gone down that rabbit hole yet. But I wasn't aware of like her Twitter activities or her activism. And really, like, even after this, I'm still not. I still haven't like dug down and see what she might have said, because that wasn't the message I received from the song. Maybe because I didn't know any of this, that wasn't the message that I received from the song. You know, because in the song he doesn't say her name, so I didn't assume that the critique or the advice he was offering was directed at anyone in particular. Like, I honestly didn't even pay that close attention to the fact that he said it was a woman, or in his words, a Queens post, that set off the whole train of thought to spark the song. What I heard, and this is most likely because I felt this way for a while, was a pretty humble critique of woke culture as a whole. What I heard was a suggestion to people that if we're embracing Black nationalism and trying to unify and empower people, then the tone of our messages to our own people in that woke mindset can often be counterproductive. You know, many of the people that need the information most won't hear it if you start off by telling them how dumb, deaf, and blind they are. You know, you're tuning out the audience that most needs the information that you're trying to get across. Really, for me, a lot of times these posts come across as if the intent is not to inform or empower, but really just to pander to the rest of the so-called woke folks. So y'all can, you know, so you can get likes and y'all can all bask in the view from the high horse that you're sitting on by being woke by the rest of us are asleep. And this was my take on it, not thinking of gender at all. Like, again, it didn't even resonate with me the first couple of times I heard the song that it was directed toward a woman. Man or woman, to me, it reads the same. I wish, especially right now, that we could find better ways to talk to one another when there's really like critical information that needs to be disseminated. Now, after I saw the backlash and I had some discussions on the What is TWS Facebook group, I listened to the song again. And on listening to it again and reading the words, you know, definitely the whole queen and cis kind of thing popped out. It was clearly a woman he was talking to and about in the song. And still to me, it didn't feel like what he meant was a critique on women or Black women as a whole. Just, it still felt to me like it was just the fact that it was a woman's post that inspired the verse. Like that was the reason for the mention. That's what I heard. I understand that's not what people are getting. And then I also, on my, you know, second round of playthroughs, when I'm listening for, you know, the intent and the diss and the reason behind the backlash, what I also heard is the way he entered the song humbly, downplaying his own intellect, admitting that the poster was smarter and more educated than him, offering advice on how to better deliver the message he thinks that people should hear, a message he thinks that he himself needs and should hear. And then he ends the song by going back to critiquing himself and how he feels he should do more. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, he could have made the same song and had he just left the gender specific words out of it, we wouldn't be having this conversation at all. Maybe the song would have been more impactful than it has been divisive at this point. And, I guess it seems like that would have been the better move. I also heard, you know, hear the criticism that it's really a timing thing, that, you know, with some of the things that have happened to Black women very recently, this was just a ill-timed, you know, stab at them. You know, and I get that. I think it was definitely a misstep for him in ever addressing gender at all. I also think that as far as timing, now is definitely the time where we need to clear up these things that are keeping us apart, and these words and this tone that we use that separates ourselves. The line between the woke and the sleep could be erased if we cared enough to do it. But that means tailoring your message to your audience so that it's received. That means having to care more about making sure that what you're trying to say gets through than you do about the inconvenience of having to disregard your frustration when people appear hard-headed. I understand that some people aren't listening, or this message has been put out there before, or people don't seem to be seeking out the truth. I understand that. But if your goal is purely to educate and empower, you know, the tone of frustration or the tone of anger toward these people is not helping that. It's not helping your purpose, not helping your goal. I learned a while back that in communication is always the sender's responsibility to make sure that the message is received. You know, you got to make sure that you're speaking a language that your audience can understand. And if they ain't picking up what you putting down, like, that's a failure on your part. You know, not theirs. If they stop listening because they feel insulted or demeaned, then you miss your opportunity to evoke change. You miss your opportunity to touch someone. And so it becomes a question of motives. It becomes a question of what is it that you're really trying to do? And do you care enough to do what it takes to accomplish that? Do you care enough to do what it takes if that means, you know, putting feelings to the side or humbling yourself to get across to the people that need to hear what it is you have to say? In this case, I don't think J. Cole's message got across to the people who needed to hear it. And it's mainly because of a few choice words he used, which ironically is the very thing the song is about. You know, it's a sensitive time for everybody. I'd like to ask that, you know, we just be aware. We be aware when we're talking about the times that we're in and how things may be perceived, and have a little more care and thought and then what we say. I'm not sure, you know, art has to be taken that way. I think J. Cole came out and said he stands by every word that he said. You know, these were his feelings. It was an honest song. And I, you know, I'm with that. That's cool. It was honest. I think it came across honest, and people honestly think you shouldn't have said it. Like, you know, but, for us, you know, individuals, if you're not being artistic, if your goal is to get your message across, then, you know, take some care and thought into how you go about doing that. Cause a lot of times I think we are shooting ourselves in the foot, you know, by the stances that we take or the way that we express those stances. And on the same token, you know, understand that we're all feeling a little sensitive. And sometimes you may hear something that ain't there. Maybe I didn't hear things that were there, and we all got to err on the side of caution a little bit. We all got to want to be together enough to hear the good first, or try to hear the good first, and try to dismiss the things that may be an unintentional diss. I think in this case, it was unintentional. That's just my opinion. That's me trying to mediate, people. It's in my personality. Let me be me. Let me live my truth. Yeah, I know how I feel about that. Anyway, thanks for letting me share. I hope y'all all enjoyed your Father's Day. I hope everybody is in good health or getting there. I hope my barber opens the shop soon. Now, you know, take your time, bro. It's just hair. But on the real, I need a cut. I hope y'all go check out my website, whatistws.com. Got merch available. I hope you hit up ttcharities.org. It's a great resource if you're looking for ways to get involved and do things and try to educate and empower. My man Tavares is has been in the community, been a great member of the community, you know, for years. And, you know, he and I have talked recently about, you know, things that we could do to try to make it easier for people to find a way to get involved. I think when you give people a problem with no solution or no actionable item, that's when shit can go left. So yeah, ttcharities.org is definitely a place to hit up if you're looking for ways to be involved or to do some good or to make an impact. If you have no idea what to do, go there and I'm sure you'll find something that you can jump on, to make your presence felt. If you're looking to improve yourself, hit up my man Zaya Fitness on Instagram, Fitness Guru. I think I posted like a quick workout he did in a What Is TWS shirt. Be the light, go get yours. They out there. We do have bigger sizes. He appreciates the mediums, but you know, that's his generation. Let him be great. But yeah, with all that, like, until we speak again, y'all know the motto. Be safe. Be the light. Rock out to a little bit of Sky Zoo's new album, dedicated to fathers. Once again, happy Father's Day. Holla.
Father that's in love with them, right? So this is for the father's support. The ones that you couldn't pay enough to walk out the door. And the ones who know that everything you are and what becomes of you is usually everything that be in front of you. Believe it, young and do believe it. Superhero dad capes on, nah, we get. And this one is a song for my father, let the radio repeat it. A song for my father, let the radio repeat it. A song for my father, let the radio repeat it. Like every day's Father's Day weekend. Celebrate it, celebrate it, celebrate it. Yeah, celebrate it, and believe.